Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Ashley from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Trying Times from 1970 by Donny Hathaway. This is the same year that the African American business magazine Black Enterprise began publication. This magazine was aimed at the growing African American middle class. Interesting fact about this artist, he began playing the piano at the age of 4. Hope you enjoy.
Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Colton from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the musics of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Cloud Nine from 1968 by The Temptations. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The Temptations went on to be inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1999. Joy.
Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He did disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the wild reality is a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And I-
Hello Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Cindy Sin from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is If I Can Dream, taking you all the way back to 1968 by the one and only King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. was tragically assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. But from tragedy comes a silver lining, and a lot of great artists such as Presley were inspired to sing tribute songs to Martin Luther King Jr. and the movement itself. Here's an interesting fact about Presley. He sang this song in his comeback special December of 1968, and because of his heartfelt performance, was able to revive his career. If I Can Dream remained on the top 100 chart for 13 weeks and peaked at number 12. What a comeback for the King of Rock and Roll. Here it is, If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why won't that sun appear? trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul. There's a trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle.
You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Delia Gonzalez from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up, the song What's Going On from 1971 by Marvin Gaye. This is the same year that 15 African American members of Congress formed the Congressional Black Caucus to present a unified African American voice in Congress. An interesting fact about Marvin Gaye is when his duet partner Tammy Terrell died in 1970, he went into a deep depression and he vowed never to sing again. It wasn't until after listening to his brother Frankie's story about his tour in Vietnam that he was moved to return to his passion of singing and songwriting. Interesting enough, Marvin Gaye was determined to sing a song that reflected what was indeed going on. He was truly concerned about the restless state of the country and the peace that was not to be found anywhere. Enjoy!
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today.
Oh,
picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Right on. Right on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way.
Talk to me, you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on, right on.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Dylan Bryant from Music 1333, American Popular Music. In this hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is A Change is Going to Come from 1965 by Otis Redding. This is the same year that the fiery and inspirational leader of the Muslim faith, Malcolm X, was assassinated. An interesting fact about Otis Redding is that he actually wrote the song Respect, made famous by the vocals of Aretha Franklin.
Mother, oh man. fire, I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta go. It's been so long, a little too long, but the change has gotta go.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Gentry from Music 1333, American Popular Music. Now we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. The next song up is Crying in the Streets from 1970, the same year the United States invaded Cambodia. And an interesting fact about George Perkins is he got his start at a local church.
I see somebody.
Concordia, this is Julie Blackburn from Music 133, American Popular Music. This is the hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next is People Get Ready from 1965, sung by the Impressionists, written by Curtis Mayfield. Same year that the War of Vietnam continues to worsen. Interesting fact about the artist is the first song of a long rendition of Black American Freedom songs to use train imagery.
Mm-hmm. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us love the most. Against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the Jesus humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Karen from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from 1967 by Nina Simone. This is the same year Thurgood Marshall became the first American justice on the Supreme Court. Edward Burke becomes the first American U.S. Senator since Reconstruction. And Loving versus Virginia, the Supreme Court ruled that prohibiting interracial marriage was unconstitutional, and 23 people are killed in a riot in Newark, New Jersey, July the 12th through the 17th, and 43 people are killed in a riot in Detroit, July the 23rd through the 27th. An interesting fact about Nina Simone is she opposed Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr. nonviolence movement. Enjoy!
Should be free. don't wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be long.
You are listening to Tornado Radio. This is Karina from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Respect from 1967 by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. This is the same year that in the case of Loving vs. Virginia, the Supreme Court ruled that prohibiting interracial marriage was unconstitutional. An interesting fact about Aretha Franklin is that she began her career by singing gospel music at the age of 14. Enjoy!
You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Kayla from Music 1333, American Popular Music, and this hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Blown in the Wind by Bob Dylan from 1963, which is also the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. Just an interesting fact about Bob Dylan, he's played at least 100 shows every year since 1988 as part of his never-ending tour.
How many roads must a man walk down
before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Kimberly Yule from MUS 1333 American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Ramblin' Rose, produced in 1962 by Nat King Cole. During this same time period, President Kennedy issued an executive order prohibiting racial discrimination in federally owned housing and public housing built with federal funds and in new housing built with loans from federal agencies. He also sends federal troops to the University of Mississippi to end riots so that James Meredith, the school's first black student, can attend. The Supreme Court rules that segregation is unconstitutional in all transportation facilities. Interesting things about Nat King Cole is that he would not hold concerts in theaters that would require two shows because they preferred to still be segregated. He also moved into a white neighborhood. His neighbors were concerned with the signs that were posted in his yard to move, and the Ku Klux Klan even burned a cross in his yard. He was living in Hollywood at that time. Nat King Cole believed it was better to do things and give during the Civil Rights Movement instead of causing a big scene, which his song, Ramblin' Rose, came about. Nat King Cole died at an early age due to lung cancer. Hope you enjoy Ramblin' Rose by Nat King Cole.
Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, why you ramble, no one knows. While and when blown, that's how you cling to a rambling rose. Ramble on, ramble on. When when you're rambling, days are gone. Who will love you with a love true when you're rambling? Days are gone. Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, why I want you, heaven knows. Though I love you with a love true, to a rambling rose. One more time, everybody, now. Rambling rose, rambling rose, why I want you, heaven knows. Though I love to a rambling rose.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Crystal Brown from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is The Sound of Silence from 1964 by Simon and Garfunkel. This is the same year that the Civil Rights Act is passed, stating that all persons shall be entitled to the full and equal enjoyment of the goods, services, facilities, privileges, advantages, and accommodations of any place of public accommodation, without discrimination or segregation on the ground of race, color, religion, or national origin. Interestingly, after Simon and Garfunkel reached the pinnacle of success, they decided to go their separate ways and went on to lead successful solo careers.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night. The sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the
and the young god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Leslie Clabundy from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is If I Had a Hammer from 1962 by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is the same year that the Supreme Court ruled that segregation was unconstitutional in all transportation facilities. The following year, Peter, Paul, and Mary would sing this song at the March on Washington. Please enjoy.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning, I'd a hammer out of love between my brothers and my sisters, over this land. Ooh, if I had a bell, I'd a ring it in the morning, I'd a ring it in the all over this land. Ooh. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell. I got a song to sing, sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. It's the hammer of justice. Freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Luis Ochoa from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is A Change Is Gonna Come from 1964. By Sam Cooke. This is the same year that the Olympics were held in Tokyo, and also he attended the same high school as Nat King Cole.
I go to the movie and I go
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Concordia, you're listening to a Tornado Radio. This is Megan from Music 1333 America. This hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is We Shall Overcome from 1959, Pete Seeger. This is the same year that Motown Records is founded in Detroit, Michigan. Motown will go on to feature such legendary artists as Gladys Knight, Lionel Richie, and Queen Latifah. Interesting fact about Pete Seeger is that he dropped out of Harvard University's career as a singer-songwriter. Enjoy.
Sure remedy for you. Go help those people down in Birmingham, Mississippi, or Alabama. All kinds of jobs that need to be done. It takes hands and hearts and heads to do it. Human beings, he's right. And then we'll see this song come true.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Monica from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Sweet Little 16 from 1958 by Chuck Berry. This is the same year that Alvin Ailey found the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Chuck Berry was the founding father of rock and roll, and sadly, he passed away last month.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. Just got to have about a half a million, a famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. They'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay.
Hello, Concordia. You are listening to Tornado Radio. This is Omar Aguirre from American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is the song, Here's to the State of Mississippi, from 1965 by Phil Ox. This is the same year that people marched from Selma to Montgomery and Alabama to organize protection for voting rights. An interesting fact about this artist is that he grew up in a non-political family, but yet he exercised his political views through his songs.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
And here's to the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can't wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi, they're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court, and they're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi, in the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ravings of a clown. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
Hey guys, this is Will from Music Class 1333 American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up, the song is O Freedom from the year 1961 by artist Shirley Verrett. This is the same year that Russia sent their first man into space. And some interesting facts about Shirley Verrett is that she attended Juilliard and became an opera singer. And she also won a TV show that pretty much set off her opera singing career. Hope you enjoy the song. Thanks.
Concordia University. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Ronnie J from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone, recorded in 1968. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1968, we also saw Sherry Chisholm become the first African-American woman to be elected to Congress. We also saw tennis player Arthur Ashe become the first African-American to win the U.S. Open. And Congress passed a civil rights bill prohibiting racial discrimination in the sale, rental, or financing of housing on April 10th. The next day, President Johnson signed it into law on April 11, 1968. An interesting fact about Sly and the Family Stone is that they are heralded as the first interracial group where both men and women of all races were treated equally. I hope you enjoy Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People.